sounds, sounds made by the voices of unimaginable horrors that Trumon found it all too easy to imagine. As he ran across the great hall and up the main staircase, the shadows began to move and reform and close in around him. And he also became aware that something was following, something with skittery legs moving obscenely fast. Ice formed on the walls. Doorways lunged at him as he barreled past. Underfoot, the stairs began to feel just like a tongue. Not for nothing had Trumon spent long hours in the university's curious equivalent of a gymnasium, building up mental muscle. Don't trust the senses, he knew, because they can be deceived. The stairs are there somewhere. Will them to be there. Summon them into being as you climb, and boy, you better be good at it, because this isn't all imagination. Great Artuin slowed. With flippers the size of continents, the Sky Turtle fought the pull of the star and waited. There would not be long to wait. Rincewind sidled into the great hall. There were a few torches burning, and it looked as though it had been set up for some sort of magical work. But the ceremonial candlesticks had been overturned, the complex octograms chalked on the floor were scuffed as if something had danced on them, and the air was full of a smell unpleasant even by Ankh-Morpork's broad standards. There was a hint of sulphur to it, but that underlay something worse. It smelt like the bottom of a pond. There was a distant crash and a lot of shouting.
"Looks like the gates have gone down," said Rincewind.
"Let's get out of here," said Bethan.
"The cellars are this way," said Rincewind, and set off through an arch.
"Down there?"
"Yes. Would you rather stay here?"
He took a torch from its bracket on the wall and started down the steps. After a few flights, the walls stopped being panelled and were bare stone. Here and there, heavy doors had been propped open.
"I heard something," said Twoflower.
Rincewind listened. There did seem to be a noise coming from the depths below. It didn't sound frightening. It sounded like a lot of people hammering on a door and shouting, "Oi!"
"It's not those things from the dungeon dimensions you were telling us about, is it?" said Bethan.
"They don't swear like that," said Rincewind. "Come on."
They hurried along the dripping passages, following the screamed curses and deep hacking coughs that were somehow reassuring. Anything that wheezed like that, the listeners decided, couldn't possibly represent a danger. At last they came to a door set in an alcove. It looked strong enough to hold back the sea. There was a tiny grill.
"Hey!"
shouted Rincewind. It wasn't very useful, but he couldn't think of anything better. There was a sudden silence. Then a voice from the other side of the door said, very slowly,
"Who is out there?"
End of CD 6.